This is 77 Bird Podcast, and we're listening to some free music from garage band Lynn Harrison. Great voice, a lot of good free music on GarageBand. We've done a podcast about that in the past. Today we're going to talk about shooting videos with the SD630. You probably noticed on previous podcasts, I shot an interview of Miss America, and that was one of the first videos that I shot with this particular camera, the SD630 Canon camera. Great little camera. But I probably should have opted for the image stabilization, because it's such a small camera. When you're shooting the video, it is a little bit tricky to keep that thing steady. And of course, maybe I was nervous in reviewing Miss America, but you'll notice some jostling around of it. And I'm told that the SD700IS with image stabilization, that it does work in the video mode. If you have to try that, I'm probably going to go ahead and get an SD700 here fairly soon in the next couple of weeks and try it out. The other thing that I noticed in producing these videos using iMovie HD is the default when you export is .mov file format. And I typically had been using MP4 file format, and I'm guessing that some folks with Windows machines are going to have trouble playing the .mov format files, but they seem to be smaller file sizes. So I've published some of these podcast videos in the .mov format, and I've published some in MP4 format. So hopefully there's something for everyone. The other thing I wanted to comment on, some of the still photos that I've taken with the SD630, I really should have used the fill flash. And on my SD400, I had a little rotator, that a little knob that you rotated it to switch from manual to automatic, and then the manual I had the fill flash set on. And this one, you have to do it with the software, to push the selection button and select the manual and select the flash. And so you can still do it, but you do it a little differently. And I would definitely recommend using the fill flash. Even in what you would think is fairly bright daylight shots, you're going to get shadows on the faces. And getting close, this is another key point. If you are using the fill flash, of course, you're going to have to be relatively close for it to have any effect. And also, you know, you don't want to take pictures of everything around the person, you know, the floor, the wall, the tree, whatever. You want this subject framed in the picture, so get close on your pictures. If you ever watched a Jack Nicholson movie, you'll see how they get very close, and that gives a lot of impact, especially with the video, because it's going to be such a small portion of the screen when they're playing it back. If they try to make it large, it's going to lose all the quality. So it's going to be small, and especially if they're playing it on an iPod video, you want to get very close to your subject. And it's going to allow the camera, if you're using a small digital camera to record it, it's going to allow it to pick up the audio as well. So there's a whole lot of reasons to be really close to your subject. And hold that camera as steady as you can. Also, a 2-gig card. If you're going to be shooting some videos and shooting the photos, upgrade to a 2-gig card. Make sure your camera will support it. And I don't think you have to spend the money for the really fast cards. If you're shooting on, I'm only shooting videos at 15 frames a second in the smaller size. So you're not, I don't think you're going to have a problem where you're going to have to pay a premium for the super fast cards. Probably a 32X card is probably fast enough for most purposes, but But test it, you know, again, for your needs and so on. Make sure if you want to spend the extra money for the faster card, so be it. The last two things that I would suggest is definitely buy an extra battery if you're going to be taking a lot of photos and or shooting a fair number of videos. You may not need it, but if you do need it, you're dead in the water if you don't have that battery with you, because it is a unique battery to the camera. Same thing with the case. The cases are custom made, so make sure that you get the correct case. I had to end up buying the case for the SD700 for the 630 because the 630 case wasn't out yet, and so it fits a little loose. Of course, I'm going to ultimately end up using that case when I get the 700IS, so it's not a waste. In the meantime, I've ordered the correct case for the SD630, and hopefully when I get it, it will be the correct case. But that's something that I've seen a lot of comments on the web where people end up with the wrong case and the camera won't fit, because these cases are really specifically made for the camera, which is a good thing if you get the right case. So anyway, that's kind of what we're going to cover today. Some tips on shooting these videos and so forth. And I'm producing this audio podcast again with Audacity. It seems to be a little bit more user-friendly than GarageBand. I'm still playing around with GarageBand, but and I use both, but for quick and down and dirty and getting it done, this Audacity is a pretty neat program to work with, and of course being a free download is a big plus. Thanks again for tuning in. 77 Bird Podcast is brought to you by the Area Guides Network, areaguides.com.